Welcome to another episode of Adding Up the Podcast. I'm your host, Serena Dot Ryan. This is episode 96. Don't think it won't happen to you. It's an interesting thing when we start talking about finances and money stories. I've noticed since I've started sharing my own journey, how many people have then come to me and opened up. And it's surprising on so many levels. The most common thing that gets said to me is, I didn't realize that you were in trouble with money. And the thing is, there's no set way to look, but our perception in our brain might be different. And that's what I want to explore in this week's episode. I share all my lived experience. I'm not a financial advisor or an accountant. This is my way of being able to help people see they're not alone when it comes to their money challenges. And if you are having struggles, it's really important to know the resources that you have access to. I am someone who's been throwing myself into consistent learning for more than 4 years now around money stories, money learning, and in the process have successfully got better with my own money management. But that doesn't mean I don't have my struggles. And that was the inspiration to start this podcast. We just don't know what we don't know. And the problem is we don't talk enough about money challenges so that people have the permission to share their challenges and get the help they need. Recently, I have been looking to connect more and more in social media with people who are in this arena professionally. And what I've discovered is I thought there were a lot of resources out there, and turns out there's even more than I realized. The Salvation Army have got this amazing book that is available through their website, which is called Be Your Own Boss. And it's about money confidence, understanding the fundamentals and life events, and how do we work better with what we have. It's a book that I wish I had access to when I was sitting there with 3 maxed out credit cards and really thinking, how on earth can I change my situation? I'm someone by nature who takes a lot of initiative to seek ways to do better. My curiosity has been one of my superpowers. What I see now is not everyone is geared that way, and I want to use my skills and understanding to help others achieve more money confidence. And know that you're human and that there are always going to be days where it's more challenging than others. Now, every episode, I like to talk about my money highlights, and this week is no different in that I want to talk about my best saving, my best learning, and money bravery. My best saving, hands down, has been the back-to-school vouchers. Being able to get the kids' school shoes, it seriously blew me away how much they cost. I forget, and that sounds crazy, right, how much these shoes are. I often wonder if it's something that I'm just complete and utter denial. But $150 per pair of shoes is quite staggering when I've got more than one kid. And I can only imagine how hard that is for anyone who has multiple children they're buying for to get school shoes. And on top of school shoes, where the kids go to school, they also require a device. It's a bring your own device scenario. So I have to have a device, and we still have to get the standard stationery items as well, and they also add up. Getting these back to school vouchers that are available through Service New South Wales has been a significant help for me to buy the school shoes, and it's actually been so helpful just to reduce some of the pain of the cost of everything going up. I also found that where I got the shoes from, I think it was called Williams, that we were able to get the second pair half price. So that brought the price down. As well as using the vouchers and getting the second pair half price, it meant that we had 2 pairs of shoes per child because they need the school shoes, which are the black dress shoes, and they needed white shoes. And we needed to make sure that we could get them most cost effectively. There are so many costs that I see as hidden. It's not just about the school fees. So every single dollar we can save, the better. Yeah. My best learning is research, and keep researching. You can get more for free than you realize. And it's the little things. Like I said, being able to buy the shoes and finding out I could get the second pair half price immediately brought the cost down. That ability to go and search more before I went and, automatically just bought shoes anywhere makes a huge difference. And through Service New South Wales, yes, I'm giving them an extra special shout out this week. I would also say, you do realise that they've actually got a calculator that can tell you how much money you can save with over 70 vouchers and rebates available depending on your circumstances. So look into that. It's worth seeing, no matter what your age or circumstance, what money you could get back and potentially save through using up vouchers that they have got available as well. They also had available for school kids, if you need before and after school care, a $500 voucher that has been available for a little while. Did have to be claimed or by the 31st of January, and that's an important one as well, because $500 towards after school care makes a massive difference on whether you get money back in your pocket. For me, when I was working as an employee and I was required to put my kids into childcare, it was very telling for me that by the time I paid for childcare, I had $30 left in my bank. That was a major issue for me and one of the catalysts for me going and starting my own business. Not everyone has the ability or capacity to start their own business. And reality is, even when you do run your own business now, like what I do, you sometimes need to have meetings that aren't in school hours. So being able to access childcare and do it through using a $500 voucher that can be used up until 30th of June is phenomenal. And it's worth investigating. And if you're not in New South Wales and Australia, it's looking at other states in Australia, or if you're overseas, doesn't hurt to continue to search for what is available depending on your circumstances before you rush to spend money. Now, money bravery, use the payment plans. I stress that because I have made the step for our kids' school fees this year to go onto a payment plan instead of paying them upfront. And I think that that is important to call out. We've got cost of living rising significantly, and I'm looking at how to better, more efficiently manage our money. And they have a great plan available, and I'm not paying extra fees per month. And it's important to check if that is the case and weigh up the benefits to paying on payment plan or not, and see if that's right for your circumstances. All I'm saying is it's working for me because I've made that decision. If you're curious and you're looking at ways to manage your cash flow better, it's worth investigating depending on the expenses that you have if payment plans are available for the things that you need to purchase. And school fees is one of those essentials while the kids are at school, in my case. Now, getting into this week's episode, I never thought I'd be in the situation to be talking so much about money. After all, I'm not a financial planner or an accountant. And where this comes from is things kind of creep up on you unaware, and you get this level of comfort because you're covering all your costs, that everything's okay. It's not until something happens unexpected that kind of jolts you into awareness. In my case, it was when my son said to me, "Mum, don't you like spending time with us?" He stopped me to start thinking about really what is important to me. And money, I realized, was never a motivator for me. The drawback of that was that I wasn't giving it enough attention that it deserved to ensure I had enough money to do what I want. And I had been in a habit since the age of 18, living paycheck to paycheck. And because I added a credit card into my life very early on, and by default only ever paid minimum payments, my debt steadily grew instead of my assets. That situation meant I always looked like I was doing okay because I had enough money for things. But when there was an interruption in either how I was working, or one of the most stressful times in my life was when I became a parent and I was in a situation of realizing there was an interruption to my income, and it gave me this awareness that maybe things weren't as good as they seemed. And all that did, because I was so scared and I wasn't sure how to make a change, was I became more determined to get back to work, to work harder. Ironically, then missing out on being a mum and leading to my son at the age of 5 saying to me, "Mum, don't you like spending time with us?" It's these assumptions that everything's okay until something isn't, and getting us to an understanding that we really should be planning for the unexpected and being more future looking. And why I say that is, it's not about anything bad happening, but it's understanding that if we're looking more to the future, we can enjoy the present now. And that planning for the future is one of the most powerful things I've ever done. Going through an exercise of going, where do I see myself in 5 years' time? Where do I want to see myself in 5 years' time? And even 10 years' time or 20 years' time? And then how can I adapt what I'm doing today, daily, to be more in line with where I want to be in the future? And that means simple things like, I don't go and buy multiple coffees a day when I'm at a coffee shop, or I don't even go to coffee shops regularly anymore. I may do it once a week. And that means over time, I'm saving more money by not going to those places, knowing that when I do go once a week, I really savor it and enjoy it, and know that I'm saving money for the future when I'm not working as much and I've got that opportunity of having money on tap to be able to go to coffee shops. Being able to reframe how I am now for the future actually helps me to be better with money. Something to think about, particularly this week as you're going, oh, it's still January and we're still in this freshness of considering either New Year's resolutions or New Year's intentions, and I set intentions rather than resolutions that focus and guide me. And those intentions all stem from me looking to the future and where I want to be. Have an amazing week, and I look forward to being able to share more insights in episode 97. And as I mentioned for the first time in last week's episode, from episode 100, I will be doing interviews on people's money stories. If you'd like to be featured and interviewed, I'd love to have you fill in the application form in the show notes.